Hello, this is Christy Kendall with the Align Yourself to Success podcast. And around here, our passion and purpose is to empower entrepreneurs to extraordinary profit through highest level transformation. When you begin with your mind and alignment, you are limitless and you are powerful. Today, we have with us Joanna Intara. She is a psychotherapist and intimacy alchemist. And she works with couples and relationship trauma. And we are excited to have you here and talk about this. I have so much to absorb from you. So take a minute and share with us who you are, why you're passionate about this stuff, and how you got here to being able to help couples.
Fabulous introduction. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. My name is Joanna Intara. I'm an intimacy alchemist, licensed psychotherapist, relationship and trauma expert. This will be my 40th year that I've actually been working with people. I'm entering my 52nd year, and this work started for me when I was 12. It didn't look like working with couples at that point, but it did include several dark night of the soul initiations where I basically had to travel to the underworld of my life and my soul and who I was and my family lineage and my karma to go get some very necessary pieces and medicine. Places in me that were lost in order to really commit to staying here on this planet and continuing my journey, because I definitely had a choice about leaving, and I really felt like I could have, but I chose to stay because there's a lot here for me and also here in my service work with others, which really began at that age with peer counseling and being on a talk radio show. And so, like many of us, I started my journey and my healing journey and went to therapy and lots of talk and lots of chit chat. I became a massage therapist, teacher of astrology. I probably worked in every clinical treatment center you could imagine, severely emotionally disturbed adolescent boys, pregnant adolescent girls. I took care of a woman for a year who had multiple sclerosis. I worked with the triply diagnosed who had, major mental illness, addiction. And HIV on the streets of San Francisco, homeless teens, really, really well-rounded and really understand how people get, how we get lost. And entered many different kinds of therapies, went to graduate school and did my undergraduate in psychology with an emphasis on holistic health, did all kinds of energy work and body work. So very, very thorough, also was very deeply spiritual and, was kind of like a practicing Hindu for a while and then got deeply involved in the child of Hinduism, which is Buddhism, and became a Buddhist and was Buddhist for 25 years, like very thorough practices, very, very deep identity as a spiritual seeker, as a seeker of freedom, a seeker of truth, a seeker of healing, seeker of transformation, and seeker of liberation. And what I eventually realized is that. And this was all happening through my journey of being with my husband, which is 20 years this year in September 23rd. Huge accomplishment and two children and multiple iterations of life since then is that seekers are not finders. Seekers are seekers. Seekers are not finders. Seekers are seekers. It's wonderful to be a seeker, wonderful to be looking, wondering, pontificating, contemplating. And I realized from the liberated lifetime part of me, not just the healer transformation part of me, but the liberated lifetime person in me that feels called to have a liberated lifetime, is that I want to be a finder. And what was I not finding? Because I certainly was thorough and I certainly, did the work. Tons of euphoric weekend workshops, tons of books, tons of affirmations, tons of I just, dream and believe it into existence, it will happen, but it didn't happen for me. And it didn't happen for a lot of the clients that I worked with because of unseen, invisible, unacknowledged, unheard, unfelt, unprocessed, unresourced trauma imprints that live in the body. They live in the body, they live in the nervous system, they live in the language of sensation, they live in the felt sense of sensation, all of those when there are events that are more overwhelming than we have the ability to deal with, get locked in the body with all the corresponding body stuff. And we either have a fight, flight, fawn, or freeze response, or all four, if you're fortunate like me, to have had all four of those. And we don't really deal with the trauma. So really, my journey then took a real turn from regular talk work, talk coaching, talk insight work, and found out insight's been proven to be the weakest link to change.
Yeah, I wrote it down to talk about that with you.
Yes, it's super important, especially in the world of coaching, especially in the world of coaching, because a lot is insight. And insight produces the most seductive, wonderful dopamine-filled hit to the brain. And
Well,
then you come home.
let's pull a card and let's get, and then we can get into the really juicy stuff. Okay, this is the card I pulled. I'm just going with it. If you could give me anything, what would it be and why?
Love this question. If I could give you anything, it would be to have your greatest desires for healing, transformation, and liberation, and pretty much everything is contained within that, be thoroughly resourced in a palpable, felt sense, and sustainable way deep in the foundations of your body. And the reason that I would give you that is because without the foundations, remember, we're building the beautiful skyscraper that is you or any one of us from the ground up. We don't build skyscrapers from the top down, like trickle-down economics. We don't do that. We build them from the ground up. So when you have that from the ground up, what I have seen consistently over 36,000 client hours is that emotions are different, feelings are different, what we say is different. The mind that is built vertically on top of that. You think about all the systems that are built on the foundation of the nervous system being regulated in support and service to our soul desires, money, impact, legacy, lovemaking, intimacy, freedom, all of that. I want people to have that. I want you to have that because then it's sustainable. Then you don't get home from the weekend workshop where it was extremely euphoric and amazing, and then the Monday morning reality of this world being a human hits, and all the necessary integration hits, and all the need for all the history that's outside of what you just experienced on the weekend hits. It's natural. It's called pendulation. We do it as human beings. We go from side to side. And usually, after a big euphoric insight experience, the next swing is the most primitive, undealt with, unintegrated history and humanity that's outside of that. And that is literally to help make us whole. It's what we do in America as well. We pendulate, right? Republican, Democrat, all the different swings and dualities is how we synthesize. So my primary stake in the ground is that I want you to have this because it's sustainable. And I without sustainability, there is no having people's desires come true. I don't care how brilliant you are. The ones who are the most brilliant, the strategists, I've hired many of them. I've been around enough of them in the online world. There's such brilliance. And it is so, like I said, it's like the dopamine hit is so seductive. It's so amazing, but it doesn't last.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Thank
And I would
you.
receive that from you very gratefully.
I would love you to have that. Makes every bit of difference because I see the results that happen with it. More money, more health, more stress, the ripple effect. Something I talk about, the ripple effect of having a nervous system that can actually hold non-conceptually for a period of time, the longer you can hold it, the more your precious and sacred desires can come true.
That's beautiful. You know, what's really resonating with me, with what I've learned from you and what you're talking about is, you know, with in relationships, the communication is what is the most obvious of all of this, right? How we communicate, how we try to communicate, how we don't communicate, all of that is what's gonna, that's where you're gonna see it the most. Is in the communication.
Correct.
And I read something somewhere, and everything you're saying is just making it all make sense. But when you can teach somebody all the communication tools on the planet, but when you, it doesn't solve the problem because you're speaking from that unhealed trauma. So you can't hear each other. You can't resolve anything, you can't bring it full circle, you can't come to any resolution when you're speaking from that unhealed trauma. And it's like, you can't get out of it. You keep trying and trying, and you, one person does their communication skills and it does not work. And so it's very frustrating if you're experiencing that. It's very, very frustrating because you're saying stuff and you don't know why they can't freaking hear it. And you're not hearing what they're saying. So that's the thing that's really resonating with me, is why we would do this kind of work versus just some talk therapy or classes or that weekend workshop.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is so incredibly important. And if, you know, I had a megaphone right now, I'd be screaming it from the mountains that are outside my window. I truly, and some people are going to be like, why is she saying this? But hear me out. I don't believe that we have communication problems.
Yeah.
I believe that is what we have been told. That is what 98% of the mainstream culture focuses on. We'll just learn how to communicate. Well, if the person who smokes six packs of cigarettes a day knew how to just lay it down, because they sure know that's not healthy, they'd do it.
Right.
Okay, talk like a nice person. Be compassionate, be empathetic, be validating. Great. But we're talking about infrastructure here. It's not that people don't care. I just put a post out last week. It's not that people don't care. It's that we don't know how to. We don't know how to embody care. Care isn't just an intellectual, you know, thing that we throw out. You know, I don't believe couples have communication problems. I don't believe couples have caring problems. I don't, in some larger sense, we could make a link up to that. We don't know how to be safe enough to communicate from a regulated place. That's the deeper truth. And it's the one that's not being talked about. And it frankly pisses me off, because there's a lot of chit chat stuff going on out there, especially in couples world. And the ripple effect, we all know, when our intimate partnership is not thriving in lovemaking and intimacy and connection and care and validation, there's a serious dark ripple effect.
Yeah.
When it's going the other way, it's an amazing ripple effect. And the foundations that are embodied in a regulated nervous system with what you desire is key. And it's effective. And it's not conceptual. So the most brilliant of strategists, because I have a lot of brilliant strategists, coaches, visionaries, founders of large companies, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar companies. So smart, but not this piece of intelligence, not this piece of body intelligence, not this piece of body intelligence regulated as the foundation, which then we can bring in all the creative genius strategy, brilliant insight, wisdom that you want, because the foundation's there. If you do that before, you're going to, that those pieces that are invisible are going to stay invisible. They're going to stay invisible and untouched and impoverished of seeing, being heard, validated, attended to, focused on, regulated. Those activities are enrichment activities. And the key word of enrichment is rich. So you want to catapult your business and make more money? Get your foundations enriched. Foundations of what you truly desire, and also the earliest foundations of your life. Because we all have them, whether we want to talk about it or not, whether it's popular to talk about it or not, we have early foundations that govern how we make money.
When I hear you say that, get your desires, but then there's this kind of twist in there where when we haven't done any healing or any inner work, a desire that we have may be completely out of alignment or integrity. Right. So we have the desire to cheat. We have the desire to have six women on the side. We have a desire to, you know, avoid the pain points of our life with these distractions. So what do you say about that? What's your thoughts on that? What's a desire that's healthy, that's going to enrich the relationship that's given to you, that God's given to you, or that you've chosen? From a place of love and healing, it just is so misaligned because of those false desires, because you haven't done your inner work.
Yeah. So everybody that comes to me, whether it's a CEO, somebody who's dealing with trauma, a spiritual seeker who isn't finding, or somebody in relationship, they want more of one thing and less of another. Every single person falls into that category. If you think about all the reasons, and everybody who's listening, that you have ever sought out help, it's because you want more of one thing or less of another. Right?
Yeah.
And that desire, because people always have a desire from that place of disconnection, conflict, chaos, suffering, whatever it is. I trust those desires because contained within the exploration of those desires is a bunch of associated and relevant history that no doubt represents the missing, unregulated pieces. It's amazing what comes up. Somebody wants to make multiple six figures. Okay, what are the associated pieces of history that come up for you right now when you say that? And I guarantee you it's never what anybody thinks. And in that history, associations, whatever comes up, there's always something that comes up with what people desire. It's like clockwork. I've never, in thousands of sessions, had somebody express what they truly desire, which comes from the truest part of them, the authentic part of them. You know, so even somebody who says, look, I want to have six women on the set. I guarantee you there's a thread of goodness in that. And it is my job and my purpose and my mission to mine that for all of the unresolvedness, for what it's for. And because the work is so deeply in the body, it stokes up all the ancient memories that are actually what it's about.
Do you want to give us an example?
Sure. I just think of a recent session. For example, I worked with somebody recently who had been through multiple sexual violations, 24 years old, literally arrived at me, I can't breathe. I haven't been able to breathe. I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't been able to eat, because when we don't feel safe, we cannot rest and digest. Rest and digest comes when our nervous system is in the right place and window of tolerance. So I trust the goodness of that desire. I want to be able to breathe. All the associated history that came up, multiple violations by multiple different people, being left alone, all kinds of things came out. And one by one, we started to resource the there and the then experiences that had been left in the system. And the thing is that when things are left in our system, they spin and they loop and they spin, and our minds follow suit and spin, and the sensations spin and the discomfort spins. It's sort of like the song of your soul is trying to sing on the record player. But because there's a scratch, and the scratch is the trauma adaptation mechanism of fight, flight, fawn, or freeze, or all four, depending on how severe the trauma is, you can't play that song of your soul. The needle will always reset to the beginning. Old school dating myself here, because people don't use record players anymore. Daughter's like, what's a record player? You know? So cleared those. All of those got cleared and resourced and appropriated in the there and then. And then, literally within 25 minutes, I can breathe. For the first time in 6 years, I can actually breathe. And I just checked in with her yesterday, 2 weeks after the immersive experience, which is a 10-hour experience, 5 hours each day. She said she's been sleeping 12 hours a night and eating when she wakes up. And for the first time, is starting all those years of being vigilant and on guard, which takes a lot of toll on our system and causes disease and causes us a loss of money making and causes us a loss of intimacy and connection and relationship, because those core places were stuck in the there and then. So I always trust that what people desire is coming from a really good place, and it does the necessary work to heal what is in the way that's ready to be released. And something always, always moves. And I watch people's minds and they're like, huh? How'd that happen? How? Where is that thing that I had when we started? I can't. Would you like to try and find it? Can't find it. Then mine goes, I'm an awe. Because when the body is regulated, the heart is peaceful. When the heart is peaceful, the mind is peaceful. And then the interactions and the mood flow from the ground up.
So when people are listening to this, and this is resonating, what are some first steps? First steps, or where do people even start with this? You know, with this awareness. And I know you said insight's the weakest link to change, but you can't make any moves or changes until you have some kind of knowledge that there's something else.
I would start with listening to your own self and asking yourself in any place where you have challenge, conflict, disconnection, or stress, whether it's about love and relationship, money making, legacy impact, CEO material, there's a lot of business owners listening, spiritual liberation, trauma and overwhelm. What do you desire? What do you truly desire? Because there's something that every listener is listening to. I don't really care how evolved people think they are, because we're always works in progress. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? That's going to show you the desire that is currently positioning itself to be attended to. And what you desire from that place is already a huge move in the direction of sovereignty and boundary breaking, boundary making with whatever caused the lack of the thing that you don't have that's not coming true. If you want something, you don't have it. And you don't have it because there's material and resources that aren't present in certain places inside of you. It's that simple. And yes, it's work, but it's that simple. So I would invite you to lean into what you truly desire. What do you truly desire when it comes to lovemaking, intimacy, spiritual liberation, your business, trauma healing? What do you truly desire? Trust that. Trust the sovereignty of it. Feel it. Learn how it speaks to you in the language of sensation. Sensation words are not feeling words. Sensation words comprise feeling words. If I had 10 people in here, said, okay, when you all feel hurt, what sensations and location in your body do you experience hurt? I guarantee we'd have 10 different responses. And this is missed everywhere. So in my ripple effect mind, I ask the question of, gosh, well, what if the desires that we all had to contribute and make the money we all want, imagine if that was resourced deeply in the foundations of our body first. Imagine if we could, without worrying about it, without worrying if it's going to come true, without I call it muscle minding ourselves. Yeah, I'm going to $1 million this year. I'm going to make $1 million next year. I call it rah-rah. It feels good in the moment. It's wonderful to have a cheerleader in the form of ourselves. But I want sustainability for you. I want you to actually have a real embodied shot at fulfilling the desires of your soul. That's my truth. That's the work. So lean into the sovereignty of your desires. Because when you state, for example, the person who's been through, say, multiple experiences of intergenerational trauma, say there's domestic violence abuse in the lineage, mother was experiencing domestic violence. Well, we look a little further, you know, both grandmothers had to endure that because it was tough in the way that they grew up, and there was no resources and there was no money, and the men, you know. Usually these things are intergenerational. So the person that says, you know what, I want to be in a partnership where my body is safe. I want to be in a partnership where my body feels safe. That in and of itself is already full of goodness, authenticity, truth, setting a boundary with the lineage. And it's also sovereign. Love this word, sovereign, sovereign. And then the work goes from there, and trust that whatever desire that you have that comes up as you're listening to this, that is good. It is good. It is boundary making. It is your transformation, liberation, and healing. literally beginning to be created.
When you're working with relationships, let's say one of the partners comes to you and starts to do, let's say, her work. What do you see shift as the relationship as a whole if only one of them is doing the work?
You mean like if the other person is present for the immersive experience but saying, I will not participate?
Well, just two people in a relationship, but one person's the one doing the work. One person is at work, at their job, going to work and not even involved.
Got it. Yeah, so normally for the immersive experiences I hold, there's either most of the time the couple comes together. Sometimes one person's like, I can't or I won't come. And the other person says, you know what, I'm going to go for myself. And here's what I would say to that. When one person comes with their heartfelt, authentic, and sincere desires, and they do the work to enrich all the there and then material that's in the way of those desires coming true, it creates a ripple effect in the field of that person, of their foundations, of their nervous system, of their heart, and therefore their emotions, and therefore their mind, and all the functions of mind, thinking, analyzing, perceiving, conceptualizing, imagining, and believing. These are all formations of how of what our mind does. Our minds are incredibly amazing things. And therefore, how we speak, and therefore our interactions with our person, and not just our person, our children, our work, our life. It creates a ripple effect, a field, and the other person feels it. And usually then the other person, you know, will come in and do their piece of the work because it feels so amazing and so sustainable and so true and sincere and simple that they want to be a part of it. It's like it signals to those parts of that other person, oh God, I want that. I want that too. I don't want to be left out. There's a little bit of a sensation, fear of missing out. I want that feeling of regulation. It's like sometimes when people say, and I had this happen when I met my husband, when you fall in love with your person, the person you're really going to do this dance of life with, for real, like all the way, full out, you know, not a compartmentalized partnership, but what some people call soulmate or connection. All the pieces that are outside love, and sometimes all the exes that were outside that kind of love too, pop back up in the field. It's like there's a sixth sense, a feeling, oh, something happened over there. And I want to be part of it, or at least I want to communicate part of it. A bunch of exes showed up when I met my husband, like 6 years back. I was like, what is going on? They felt the love.
So tell us a little bit about your work. Like, how can somebody start this process with you or learn more from you or get in touch with you?
Yeah, so my primary offerings right now are a two-day immersive experience, whether you're a CEO, spiritual finder, person who's experienced trauma and or desires, intimacy, lovemaking, relationship to be better yesterday. And you're done with endless chit-chat, therapy, or coaching. You can find me on Facebook, Joanna, Joanna Intara, Intara. Just reach out to me. Let me know what you're visioning for yourself, what you want. We can go from there. So those primary experiences are, it's a two-day immersive experience, 5 hours each day. I have a retreat center here in Bozeman, Montana, where I live. They can work really well with online as well. But most people come in person.
Yeah, it feels like you would want that personal experience. Like, why wouldn't you want the whole experience?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just not feasible for some people who live in other countries, but it's very effective on Zoom as well.
Nice. Yeah. Well, this was enlightening and beautiful and empowering. So I appreciate you sharing with us. And We'll put your information in the description.
Thank you.
So we will see you on the next one.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the conversation.